Hello again and welcome to PCP. It's Pete Kogler's PCP 413. A frankly knackered Pete Kogler after 2 weeks of non-stop work. And sorry about the lack of podcast last week. But did you enjoy PCP 50 again? I rather enjoyed creating that one. It was a bit of a laugh. I hope you did enjoy it. It sort of goes back a little bit and shows you sort of how the music has changed, rather. And speaking of music changing, that was Freaky Mind. They are based out of Moscow in Russia. You can find them at facebook.com/freakymindband. From an excellent label I've never found until recently called Synthematic. Synthematic. MATIK.net. Which is where I found that, which is rather good. As I said, very, very busy week. I was working the last 2 weeks completely straight, and I've got more work to do this weekend, so I want to get this podcast done out to you, because I can't afford to let you have 2 weeks without it. You'll forget about me and my lovely podcast. Well, I hope you won't anyway. But I've got some great music, some from artists we've heard before, from quite a long time ago, some of them, and some from quite new ones. This is a new artist to me. They are based out of USA. I think they're based in California, although I'm not 100% sure. They're called Slime Girls, and this is a track called Spring Break 1990X. Well, the cleverly conceived and executed piece of chiptune mashed up with reggae in a rather nice way. I thought that was Slime Girls. Facebook.com/Slime Girls, where you find them. That track called Spring Break 199X. So I presume X is whatever year you want it to be. So between 1990 and 1991. And you can get them from Bandcamp. That album is available for, name your own price, really. Very good indeed. Check it out. That was recommended over at NetLabelist, and it was a very good choice. By those chaps. Now, I should be moving on now to another track. This is by some guys. Where are they from? They're from Bristol in England. I'm sorry, I'm really, really tired. I'll tell you why in a second. I'll tell you why now. I did some more Zumba last night. I did sort of Zumba a couple of weeks ago. And the next day, 3 hours Zumba class, and the next day felt absolutely fine. Felt, quite good. I actually went out for a run. This time I did 3 hours, and it was a really, really hot night. It's absolutely boiling over here in the UK at the moment. It was a really, really hot night, and I was almost completely disoriented towards the end. Just 3 hours in of that heat is absolutely knackering, and I didn't pace myself very well, so I was completely knackered. I'm still completely knackered, so I'm a bit sort of unable to control me worms, as it were, but never mind. So let's just play this track. This is Supernova by Nova Robotics. different sound there. Nova Robotics, based out of Bristol in England, and a track called Supernova. You can find it at soundcloud.com/Nova Robotics. Rather interesting. And now we're going to play a track from someone I haven't played for a long time. This is the Peach Stealing Monkeys. And then I'm going to follow it with a track, two tracks in a row. The next track is by Citizen Sound, who you have heard many, many times before, featuring Moye, who has featured on a regular number of his tracks. Both of these tracks happen to be about addiction.
I'm addicted to the bass, subwoofer to the chest, sound man, mash up the bass. picks me up when I'm not in the mood.
Two rather nice tracks there, of a very different style, but both very, very enjoyable indeed. The first track, Addiction by Peach Stealing Monkeys. I played them a long time ago. Find them at peachstealingmonkeys.com, from Washington, D.C. in the U.S. That comes from a new album, it's out on Dusted Wax. And very good, very good. I mean, very Massive Attack, of course, but very, very nice indeed. I did like that. I should be playing more from that album as time goes on. And then a new single, the Wrong Tom remix by Citizen Sound, featuring Amoye, of a track called Addicted. Finally, with citizensound.ca. Wonderful stuff, wonderful stuff. From Toronto, over there in Canada. And speaking of Toronto and Canada, that happens to be where Mr. Vince Millett from Secret Archives happens to be at this very moment in time. He's out there for a wedding, I believe. And he's having on a good time. He's thoroughly enjoying himself. Not sure if he's ever been to Canada before. I haven't. And it sounds and looks amazing. So I hope he's having a wonderful time. And the new Secret Archives album is almost finished, but had to be sort of put a little bit on hold while the master himself was out in Canada. Looking forward to that one that comes out when he gets back, I suspect. Somehow I think the Kronks is going to be not quite as sophisticated as Canadia when he gets back, but there you go. Why do I always say it's Canadia? I don't know, it's like one of those things, like I always say, if Americans live in America, Canadians live in Canadia, obviously. Yeah, makes sense to me. Anyway, speaking of the Archives crew, this track goes out specifically to the man with the epic beard, Mr. Louis Counter. This is The Nourishment.
Well, I don't think that it's so weird. Many folks appear to have beards. Observed in secret from a distance. Characters, for instance. There is no better way to say.
There is no better way to say.
My loneliness marks me night and day.
His loneliness marks him night and day. Character beard, calm down son, don't be afeard. In order to pretend you are revered, you gotta wear the beard.
No matter how hard I try.
No matter how hard he tries.
I am always living a lie.
He is always living a lie. Character beard, calm down son, don't be afeard. In order to pretend you are revered, you gotta wear the beard.
Buy a box, flip up the lid. Somebody help, they kidnap my kids. And force me to take my picture here. Wearing this here character beard. Even when I'm mowing the yard.
stupid when he's mowing the yard.
My life is a big facade.
His life is a big facade. Character beard, character beard. Calm down, son, don't be afeard. In order to pretend you are a beard, you gotta wear the beard.
Hey now, people, can't you understand?
Hey now, people, can't you understand?
I'm a petty shell of a man.
He's a petty shell of a man. Character beard, character beard. Calm down, son, don't be afeard. In order to pretend you are revered, you gotta wear the beard.
There is no better way to say.
There is no better way to say.
My loneliness mocks me night and day.
His loneliness mocks me night and day.
No matter how hard I try.
No matter how hard he tries.
I am always living a lie.
He is always living a lie. Even when it is
my life is a big facade.
His life is a big facade.
Hey now, people, can't you understand?
Hey now, people, can't you understand?
I'm a petty shell of a man.
He's a petty shell of a man. Character beard, character beard. Calm down, son, don't be afeard. In order to pretend you are revered, you gotta wear the beard. Character beard, character beard. Calm down, son, don't be afeard. In order to pretend you are revered, you gotta wear the beard.
So some of the reasons why people wear beards, but I'm sure it's absolutely got nothing to do with why Louis has a beard. He just happens to have an epic beard. Yeah, it's very silly, that track, very funny, but somewhat Zappa-esque, I thought, even. I don't play that many funny tracks, so squeeze that one in. Hope Louis liked it. He's probably listening to it on his running his bike, actually, and he's probably thinking, what the hell? Yeah, but that's what he does. He's a mad cyclist, and I do believe he listens to this podcast, and of course he probably listens to Vince's, and he listens to Ginger Shinobi's podcast while he's cycling. I imagine if he listens to Ginger Shinobi's podcast while he's cycling, he's probably breaking speed records. But yeah, very good indeed, very good indeed. Right, next track. I got an email a couple of weeks ago by Paul from Stubborn Records, who are a great record reggae label based out of New York in the US. And he said, go and have a look, listen to these albums. There's some fantastic stuff out there for the Dub Zone. Well, not just the Dub Zone on the front, all my old front. Not just the Dub Zone at all. This is King Django, and a track, well, you may have heard it before somewhere.
Offer me the shop. They said I better take anything they got. Do you wanna make coffee for NBC? Do you wanna be? Do you really wanna be a cop? Career opportunities, the ones that never knock. Every job they offer you. Give me
entirely appropriate as I'm sat here in my Stromerville t-shirt. That was King Django and Career Opportunities. A fantastic track. Find King Django at kingdjango.com. That's D-J-A-N-G-O. From New York, from Stubborn Records at stubbornrecords.com. I should be playing more from Stubborn Records because I liked it. Oh, you liked it too. Very good. There's that punky reggae thing, isn't there? So you can take a reggae track and you can make it punky. You can take a punky track, you can make it reggae. And no one minds because it's just awesome. Ah, good stuff, good stuff. Right, there's a new album by another old friend of the show. I haven't had one for a while. It's a two-track free download EP available from Bandcamp by Void. Yes, Dave Holmgren is Holmgren. I always have difficulty saying that. Dave Holmgren from Stockholm in Sweden is back with a new album. It's called... what's it called? Oh, God, I can't remember. That's something to do with... Agents and Radio is the title of the EP. And this is one of those two tracks. It's itself. It's called Electronic Waves.
All astronomical observatories catch waves. Irregular waves that might have been sent from outer space.
Saturn, the same, also no air. The conclusion, no advanced vertebrae
Love the way that ends. Fantastic. Electronic Waves from the new album by Void. Go check him out at void.net, VOIDE.net, or void.bandcamp.com, which is, of course, your way of finding that particular track. Wonderful stuff. Actually, one of the one of Void's tracks, which is called, amazingly enough, called Traffic, is one that I play, and it's in my mixtapes I have when I'm going running, and it was really good. It's good for good running sort of tempo, and keeps me motivated. I won't be running today. It's just too hot. It's probably going to be 30 degrees out there today, which is pretty hot for the UK. I know some of you have had a lot more temperature than that, but that's an awful lot for us. So anyway, that was good. I hope you enjoyed that track, and there's more from Void, I think, coming in the year. Right, over to Band Panda Records now, and an artist or band from Pensacola in Florida. In fact, their name gives it away. facebook.com/IslesPensacola. This is Isles. That was Isle, not Isles, as I said earlier, even though the Facebook site is facebook.com/IslesPensacola, but that was a track called Bayview. And I got that from Bad Panda Records, which of course you can find at badpandarecords.wordpress.com. I would suggest you go and check them out because they've got some really good stuff out there. Right, I am absolutely knackered. I want to put this podcast into the mix, as it were. I hope you enjoy it. Sorry it was a week late. Hopefully next week coming back with some more weird and wonderful music to challenge and cherish your earbuds. And until then, I'll leave you with one last track. This is from Rinj Raja Records. Now, those of you that know Rinj Raja Records know exactly what's coming next. Yes, we are going to have some Balkan breakcore. This time from an artist based in Devon in England, would you believe? Not in Berlin, which is where normally he comes from. He's called E. Coli. You can find him at soundcloud.com/E-Coli. And a track is called Dene Chup. No idea what it means? I don't care. I just like it. So until then, I hope you do too. See you soon, folks.